Hi, I'm John Weber. Today we're continuing our celebration of generations in jazz from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola with the third and final set from this fantastic evening of music. As we begin a new year, I think it's a great time to celebrate the new breed of jazz players, the young people who are carrying this music into the future. We'll also hear from some of the masters, Jerry Allen, Frank West, and of course, Marianne McPartland. She's the founder and host of Piano Jazz, and before that, she was a recording artist and performer in countless gigs all over New York. She's always been a huge fan of Duke Ellington, and Marianne's philosophy is that no set is complete without a Duke tune. So let's start the program out with Marianne McPartland and me performing Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Coming up, we have a tune that was written by one of the founding fathers of jazz piano, Fats Waller. Here to perform Fats's Honeysuckle Rose are two of the young lions of jazz, pianist Aaron Deal and trumpeter Dominic Farinacci. We are so fortunate to have here at Dizzy's one of the most adventurous players on the scene today, pianist Roberta Pickett. She's joined by Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums, with her spin on the standard Alone Together called Alone, Alone. Next, we have a piano duet featuring a couple of exciting young performers, Jonathan Batiste and Sullivan Fortner, doing Neil Hefti's theme from The Odd Couple. I think you'll agree with me that their take isn't odd. It's hip. Thank you. Marion McPartland has always said that one of her favorite standards is A Child Is Born by the late Thad Jones. It's a great tune, and you might have heard it over the holidays if you're lucky. On this Generations in Jazz celebration, Jerry Allen performs her own solo version of A Child Is Born as a moving tribute to Marion McPartland. I think it's also a wonderful musical nod to all the generations of future jazz players to come. Here's Jerry Allen with Thad Jones' timeless tune, A Child Is Born. Jazz is a living, breathing art form, and it's really the statesmen passing on their knowledge to students that keeps this music alive. And to prove that the future is in good hands, let's wind up today's program with pianists Jonathan Batiste and Sullivan Fortner, along with Phil Keane on bass and Joe Saylor on drums, bringing down the house with today's finale, a Jonathan Batiste original, Kindergarten.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.